With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
So here's the theory behind food system transformation, which is essentially creating a market opportunity, multiple market opportunities that are local and regional that make our system more resilient.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We learned during the pandemic that this efficient system that benefits large-scale folks was highly efficient, but not resilient. And certainly not resilient when you consider that in a record year, you know, a handful of folks benefit and most folks are still struggling. So our theory is let's create a different structure where small and mid-sized producers have the ability not to accept a commodity price that's dictated by global activity and circumstances where somebody decides to invade a country and everything gets turned upside down, but somewhere where you have more control. Or where you can take advantage of a value-added proposition like organic or climate smart. So that's basically what we're doing. And what we've done is it's a combination of grants and loan guarantees that we've put together in various programs. And the key here, the beauty of this is, at least from a climate smart perspective, the Inflation Reduction Act contains an historic amount of resource for NRCS. Now, you aren't going to see a significant increase in 2023 in terms of NRCS capacity. It went up about 12% from the IRA. But next year, it doubles. And the year after that, it doubles again. So just think about that for just a second. That means there's going to be a whole lot of conservation, a whole lot of opportunity to embrace climate-smart agriculture practices. And as that's happening, we're building the market opportunity because there is definitely a desire on the part of consumers. They want to know where their food comes from. They want to know whether it's local. They want to know if it's been sustainably produced. And American agriculture and these small and mid-sized producers are in a good position to be able to respond specifically to that. And as they do it with product of the U.S., in some cases, they can also ensure people that, you know what, you're buying something that was, everything was done right here. So IRA is a critically important component. Farm bill, critically important component in terms of recognizing the need for this kind of system and basically authorizing and approving continued support for local and regional food systems, continued support for climate smart practices, continued support for organic, continued support for processing and for the supply chain that supports processing. And I believe that at the end of the day, if we make a concerted effort to make this happen, the following happens. One, farm income for these small and mid-sized folks improves. Two, there are more rural jobs that are created. Three, American agriculture gets to a net zero future faster than anybody else does, and so we have an opportunity to obtain an advantage in an international market. And four, because something really intra-entrepreneurial and sustainable and exciting is happening in rural places, a lot of those young people who felt that they didn't have options now have many options. They can run that processing facility. They can run that food hub. They can run that farm-to-school program. They can run an organic operation, or they can help market a farm family that's now going online and selling across the United States. And with the Reconnect program and the broadband stuff that's going to expand access to meaningful high-speed internet from the infrastructure law, now you have the ability literally to market anywhere in the world. That's the future. To me, that's the alternative to get big or get out. We've got to have an alternative to that. Otherwise, it's a very, it's a pretty depressing picture. And I think American agriculture has a place in that transformation. And I think we're going to get there faster than a lot of other industries.
It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.